This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush gives his State of the Union address tonight, 13 days after his inaugural address. The president is expected to outline the goals for his second term, and they are goals he will have to achieve quickly before he becomes a lame duck. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams joins me now to analyze the political pressures at play as the president delivers this State of the Union address. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
How does the setting for this year's State of the Union differ from last year's?
Well, obviously, you have it coming right on the heels of the inaugural address, Renee. In the inauguration address, the president was very general. He made no mention of Iraq, no mention of terror. Lots of talk about liberty, freedom, defeating tyrants. In fact, the White House later had to come back and explain that the president was not changing his policy. He had no plans to go after the likes of non-democratic governments in Saudi Arabia, even Russia. So now the Democrats are raising the bar of expectations for this State of the Union address. In specific, they want numbers and they want timetables for an exit strategy from Iraq, unlikely to come from the president. He's pretty much said that's not coming. But they want specifics as well on Social Security. They would like to hear more about his budget plans. So essentially, the Democrats are trying to put the president in a box. He has about 2 years at most before he's not central to the political process in this town, getting House members and Senate members reelected. And so he's got a short time frame, maybe 6 to 18 months, in which he's got to play. And here tonight is the opportunity to lay out the game plan.
And what are we likely to hear tonight that we haven't heard before?
Well, there's going to be a real emphasis, I think, Renee, on budget discipline. Budget obviously comes at a time of war, and you can expect that there's going to be lots of talk from the president about this generation's responsibility. And with that responsibility comes a strong freeze on discretionary spending. You know, the war cost almost $5 billion a month, so the war, Homeland Security, will dominate in terms of spending. In the first half of the speech, really the president's going to focus on domestic issues. The second half on foreign affairs. Going to be a lot of emphasis on the idea that progress has been made in the last 6 months with elections in Afghanistan, Iraq, the Palestinian Authority. Mrs. Bush will be seated next to voters from Afghanistan and Iraq. It's going to be a 40-minute speech, Renee.
And how does this week's election in Iraq affect what the president might say about the situation there?
Well, it gives him a little more leeway. He's certainly going to be upbeat. But as I mentioned earlier, no timetables. But what he's going to try to do is lay out what the stakes are and therefore explain to the American people what America, what the United States is trying to do. In specific, the training of Iraqi forces so that the Iraqis can take care of themselves. In the military, they use the term metrics, you know, to say, here's our measure of how we're making progress. I think the president's going to say, it's clear we've been making progress, and now the next step will be an emphasis on global alliances. You know, it's interesting. He's also going to go back, I think, a little bit to this idea he used in previous State of the Union speeches with the axis of evil. You will hear mention of Iran, North Korea, but saying, hey, we've made progress in Iraq. And on that sense, he will really focus on this idea that we are making progress. We will be pulling out. We have a sense of what we're doing there. Don't despair.
Juan, overhauling Social Security is one of the president's biggest priorities for his second term. What's the latest on his strategy?
Well, it's not clear. I mean, obviously, House members want to hear a whole lot more. Senate members tend to say, give us, you know, some generalities and allow us to work in the details. At a weekend retreat that the president had with some of his Republicans, he was trying to make it clear there that it's not about simply trimming benefits or hiking taxes, that this is a new generation of retirees coming. He has new plans. He's going to go on a 5-day tour into some states, in fact, dominated by Democrats, to make it clear that he feels there is a need in this generation, this generational theme comes back again, to deal with Social Security and to offer a permanent fix. But, you know, Harry Reid, the senator, the Democratic leader in the Senate, has made it clear that Bush should forget about privatizing Social Security. He says he just doesn't have the votes this time around.
Thank you, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, with analysis on tonight's State of the Union address.